Hour 3, Triple Option, RBKD, All-American, Rod Babers, MVP, and Super Bowl savant. Any fact you want about the Super Bowl, weather, cheerleaders, you name it, Brad Kellner, we'll give it to you. He spent the pandemic wisely. I'm Kevin Dunn. We appreciate everyone during the pandemic and after who have been sticking with us and enjoying the show. We've had a really good reaction and feedback to it. If you want to check out any of those shows, get to hornfm.com and you can check out the whole lineup and some of the stuff we've done. Get the Horn app. It'll help you out. Got people in Mexico, someone in Spain, a buddy of mine is listening to the show. Kind of it's
respect.
Yeah, it is respect. A little bit of a brag there, right?
Hey.
And it was fine, but he was like, yeah, man, I'm in Granada right now and listening to the show. I'm like, all right, way to twist that knife a little bit.
Live vicariously through that guy.
We can.
I thought the Granada Theater was in Dallas.
Granada, southern Spain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that shows how cultured I'm not.
Alhambra? Everything? The Alhambra?
Who know?
No.
Dude, I did give you guys Andalusia? Some great Spanish yesterday by telling y'all El Patio translates to the patio.
You did.
So I got y'all on that. Don't expect much more.
I loved when I was first really learning Spanish and then taking Spanish classes. You could tell when I would write stuff that I would always use a lot of words like that that just translated all the way through. It's like, hey, I'm still speaking Spanish.
Man.
It counts.
It counts, right?
You're damn right it does.
And I use the L or the V. How dare you? Hey, it's 96 degrees outside right now. It is hot, so y'all stay cool. We got a couple things before we get back to NIL argument and some of the news that's come down on that. Texas baseball, this is really cool. There's going to be a baseball send-off to Omaha. That's going to be tomorrow at 1 p.m. So Texas Athletics are having a huge send-off as they depart for the College World Series 37th trip. Yes, that is a record. So it'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It'll be at UFCU Dish Falk Field near the home plate entrance and free parking from noon to 2 in the East Campus Garage adjacent to UFCU Dish Falk Field.
Nice.
So one of the many reasons I love this program is that you'll see a lot of send-offs. I remember 1985 being taken to Dish Falk Field at night when Texas got home. Guys had a lot of sunglasses on, probably for, I didn't realize, a couple reasons at that point. But when they lost to Miami 2-1, then 10-6, that place was packed for those guys to come back, losing the national championship, but just to kind of give a little love. So give them the right send-off and go say hello to them. We will not be there because the three of us will be en route to Total Men's in Killeen.
Nice.
So stop by and come say hi to us. We're going to be there doing the show from 3 to 7. Guys, this is our last home game of the week.
It is. We're the traveling road show.
We
the
are.
Rest of the way.
The Globetrotters.
We've got to get amongst the people.
The Brotherhood
of the... We belong
of the,
amongst the people.
We do. The Brotherhood of the Traveling Jabronis. What do y'all think of that name for our show?
Probably accurate, but I don't want to go with it.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. That's probably not
good reject it.
For us. But, we'll be at Total Men's in Killeen tomorrow, and then we'll be at the Dell Diamond on Thursday, and then we're hanging out with the Altstadt guys at a really, really cool bar on Friday, getting ready for the home debut of Austin FC, which is on Saturday.
That's going to be a cool
it's
atmosphere.
Finally here, guys. 8 road matches for Austin FC, the first home game, finally here. It's this Saturday. So we'll be out amongst the people. Come see us over the course of the week. But, yeah, tomorrow, really, really cool thing happening at the Dish. Admission is free. Apparently, the first 500 fans get a limited edition College World Series poster.
Nice.
They've also got free cookies from Tiff's Treats.
Oh.
They're going to be given out as well while supplies last.
Wow.
So they're hooking you up down on campus. Get out there tomorrow, 1 o'clock at the Dish.
Let's talk a little Governor Greg Abbott here.
Politics.
We're not talking ERCOT. Rod, I saw your tweet.
Man,
I'm totally with you.
Yeah. Those guys.
Just the guy that rips on every side here, but when it's due, it's due.
Well, both sides of the aisle right now hate ERCOT equally. So that's another bipartisan thing.
Found another one. There's another one to go with that. Greg Abbott signed a bill allowing college athletes to profit off of their own name, image, and likeness. Texas is the latest in a growing movement of states. So we've talked about some of the states that have decided to go that direction, and Texas went that direction.
Oh, yeah.
This was going to be easy. It passed through the Texas House and Senate. There was really not much opposition at all. 28-2 in the Senate, Rod.
Yep.
And what are the numbers?
117 to 27 in the State House.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So God, if we could get more legislation like that, that is obvious. And I think this one's obvious.
Common sense legislation.
Yes.
That seemed like it was definitely the right thing to do by the student athletes. And nobody really trusts the NCAA to do the right thing. They still have not actually taking a stance on name, image, and likeness. They haven't created any NCAA rules as relates to name, image, and likeness. Only recommendations, whatever the hell that means. So
does Congress get involved at some point with this?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to. BK brought it up, and he's totally right. You know, a lot of the decision makers at the college level, they are pleading with Congress to step in and do something, because right now there are 19 states that have passed name, image, and likeness legislation that have bills that either need to be signed or that will be signed and already been signed into law. And four states are awaiting governor's signatures: Illinois, Louisiana, Connecticut, and Missouri. So you could have as many as 23 states that have passed name, image, and likeness legislation, I don't know, by next week sometime. And the difference is all of the bills, they have little kind of built-in cheat codes, if you will, for their different states, ways to give them an advantage in recruiting. This is all about getting a recruiting advantage in Bama, for instance, right? Alabama. They give their student athletes the option to get $10,000 a year as a stipend or participate in name, image, and likeness. New York has different bills. 15% of their athletic department revenue is to be put into a wage fund to be divided up by players each year, I assume student-athletes each year. So every state, hell, even New Mexico's got a weird one. They prohibit schools from denying an athlete enrollment if they earn name, image, and likeness compensation as a recruit, not even a student-athlete yet. So it's going to be the wild, wild west with all these discrepancies and disparities state to state about name, image, and likeness. So I'm assuming Uncle Sam will step in at one point and say, all right, everybody has to abide by this uniform legislation about name, image, and likeness. Therefore, we won't have so much difference state to state, and you'll have a little bit more, I don't know, a fairness, if you will, from a name, image, and likeness standpoint.
That's the word right there, fairness, and that probably should happen, right? We need some sort of universal governing body for the name, image, and likeness rules just to try to level the playing field as much as we can. Now, we are talking about college sports here, gentlemen, so even if there is a federal law and or an NCAA law that regulates name, image, and likeness, there's still going to be some teams that shockingly try to cheat the system here.
Yeah.
But it's better
use
to at least
and cheat the system.
It's better to at least have this in place just to try to give a level playing field to start this thing off. But man, this is going to benefit the hell out of Texas, regardless of if and when we get a national law that regulates this thing. Because the brand of the University of Texas, KD, I mean, it's the brand of UT, it's the brand of the city of Austin, right? This is one of the fastest growing cities in the world. The economy here is great right now, and that's what separates UT from a school like Alabama or a school like Oklahoma or even a Texas A&M, right? Austin, you're in a major city with a great economy that's only getting bigger and better. There are way more local businesses here. I could see it now, man. Bijan Robinson 10-wing combo at Pluckers. Mm. It's coming your way. I mean, local restaurants, car dealerships, gyms. I mean, anybody is going to try to take advantage of the brand of the University of Texas, because that's the biggest brand that we have here when it comes to sports. So it's great that Texas has this. This is another thing that they can sell to current players, but also to recruits as well. And we've already seen that. We've already heard stories about how UT is selling that leverage program, which they created last year. Great foresight by CDC and company. They're trying to sell that to recruits already. Texas has gotten out in front of this thing, KD. They are prepared for this, and this is only going to help Texas on the recruiting trail, not only in football, but in every sport.
Yeah, where they have not been proactive with other stuff, they've been proactive and have actually set themselves up for this. So they were prepared, and this is actually what CDC, the statement he released, he said Governor Abbott signed the NIL law, and then went on to say that kind of what BK is talking about. With our leverage initiative, a part of the Forever Texas program, our student athletes have access to first in-class resources and education on personal branding and brand management. So they are set up for this, and I do think this will be a separating factor for Texas. Whereas other separators, Texas has not done a really good job of using that to get that separation. This is going to be tough to combat.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give CDC a ton of credit for this. I know he's not the only guy working on this thing, but and the last couple of athletic directors do not have the foresight or did not have the foresight that Texas had on this. And it's not like the leverage program was created 2 weeks ago, Right? It's not like, CDC has an inside source with the government, and they tipped them off a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, this is coming. Be ready for this. Now, they started this thing last August. So Texas has had nearly a year to prepare for this thing. They've had a year to get their plan right, and they've already started selling this to the current players on campus, and once again, to the recruits as well. And guys, a way that I know that Texas has done a better job with this than any other school in the state, and I haven't done the research, but I'd argue Texas has done as good, if not better, than any other school at college football in terms of having a plan ready for name, image, and likeness. As of 2:30 today, I haven't checked Twitter recently, none of the other colleges or universities in the state of Texas had posted anything on social media about the name, image, and likeness bill.
Mm-hmm.
No statements released from any other athletic department, no tweets, no Instagram posts, nothing. And Texas has dropped like 10 different posts. And within 20 minutes after the announcement came from the state last night that this bill was passed, CDC had released a statement on behalf of Texas Athletics.
Right.
We're more prepared for this than any school in the state right now. And you got to give Chris Del Conte and the staff at UT a ton of credit. This, once again, is going to help the university and allow Texas to flex its muscles more over a lot of programs all across the country.
Right. I've said a lot whenever I was just following recruiting on, I was probably calling Suzanne Halliburton's number, not her personal number, the Austin American Statesman number, which we would call. That was the first thing, the last thing I would do when I went to bed at night and first thing I'd do when I woke up in the morning before going to school was to check that. And when I was in college and we were hearing that you were kind of a Florida State guy, and I was obviously following Jerome's recruitment because of Notre Dame and Texas.
Yeah.
And when that started to flip and you had Texas pretty high up, I just remember thinking, oh my God, we're really turning this thing. Imagine, and this is 24/7. Our good friends at 24/7 do a good job. And they said, since recruiting visits opened on June 1st of this year, players have been presented with the highlights of what leverage could do for them once they make it into college athletics. So you're trying to find that edge in recruiting. The fact that Texas is already showing you and they've got a package that is set up to show you what they're going to do to you, for you, to make money for you, man, that's got to be a nice little benefit right now.
Yeah. No, I think it is. Texas is in a position, you know, unlike most of the schools, because Texas is – they are accustomed to marketing their brand, right? That's the it's one thing Texas does really well. It kind of have a built-in marketing arm. Even the best coaches and ADs have a marketing mind, if you will. And that's what this is about. It's about marketability in the end. Every young man and woman who's a student-athlete at Texas won't be able to benefit from this. Not everybody will. But the ones who have familiarity, who have name recognition, they certainly will be able to benefit from it in a number of ways. And for Texas, which is, you know, a brand that has a great platform, whether it be about the way they utilize and weaponize social media, they have those social media samurais over there. They're really good at getting impressions. And by the way, these young men are about to start getting paid for impressions.
Mm-hmm.
They Open Doors just signed a deal with Twitter so that Bijan Robinson can put out a 30-second video, which is preceded by an endorsement of some type of advertisement, and then based on the charges, which is basically how many people actually watch the video all the way through, he'll get paid for that. I mean, that's a part of the business model. It's already set up to do that.
So there will be fans that will watch it, even though they wouldn't watch it all the way through, just to give
ding,
you
ding, 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 a charge. Yep. Yep, exactly. If you really want to support Bijan and he's got that deal with Open Doors with Twitter and he actually has signed it and he gets paid for every charge, you got one of the most loyal and faithful and active fan bases out there. Hell, you can just tell everybody to go watch it one time and you get paid.
Yeah. That's
so
nice.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of numbers you can drop on young people these days and go, yeah, man, and these fans, they love you. All you gotta do is something to watch that video a few times and you can get. So that's what this leverage program, I'm assuming, is doing. That they're breaking down the subtle nuances of how these young men can now capitalize on their fame, on that recognition. So it's gonna be fascinating. Yes, Texas will separate from everybody with this. There's no question about it. How much, we don't know, but this definitely gives them a chance to set themselves apart if young men and women are really thinking about name, image, and likeness as one of the factors in recruiting.
And if the athletes are 21 years or older, just imagine whenever they start representing the official beer for the University of Texas. That would be Miller Lite. So lots of Miller Lite flowing, and rightfully so, this weekend at at the Dish, and man, that was fun to see. That was just fun to see that scene, fun to see fans so excited, and fun to see that much Miller Lite, the official beer, like I said, for the University of Texas. Only 96 calories, so you want to keep it light. That's the way to go, but it's really all about taste. It starts with taste. It ends with taste. The calories is just a nice throw-in, especially as you get older. It is the best-tasting light beer out there, has been for a long time. Miller Coors, they know they have a great product, always great people to work with, but they always remind me, they're like, hey, we love our fans. Just please let them know. Enjoy this product. Enjoy it responsibly. Yes, you need some Miller Lite as Texas gets ready to go on Sunday.
Got some other details.
Oh, yeah. Texas law prohibits endorsements of alcohol.
I know it does.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there's other names and likeness.
But I also remember DeLoss years ago saying there's no way we're ever going to have one ad for alcohol in this stadium.
True. Yeah. Times always, they must and they do change, my friend. Yeah, but the current law, no alcohol endorsements for name, image, and likeness. No products or services that are against the student honor code or whatever the hell that is for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it means no gambling.
No porn, dreamers?
No porn. No
sex, dreamers.
No tobacco products right now. Guns, though. Guns. Apparently in Texas, you can endorse guns.
Okay.
You're all good.
Is that right?
Well, they don't mention guns. I'm assuming they didn't say guns.
I see illegal firearms on the article that I'm looking
at. Oh, do you?
Okay. But illegal firearms might be different than
legal firearms, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything that says you can't endorse guns. So, I don't know, right? I mean, as long as you're 21 or whatever.
I like how they put
it. I don't even know if that matters. I mean, you'd be 18.
I like how they put in no porn in there.
Yeah, they had to
because that would have been great.
Baylor, it's Texas.
Imagine Rod Babers. Imagine Rod Babers. Hi, I'm Rod Babers, All American cornerback. You ever been to Dreamers off I-35? You stop by Sarcides after having a couple.
Yeah. Oh no, trust me, I'm sure they pay well, but
yeah,
they pay you in trade. Candy, because only strip clubs would do it, and they don't want the kids.
What's the thing that you guys got? The hand thing, that.
The fleshlight?
Fleshlight, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hand thing.
Well, it goes to show you, I don't use it. No, it's not. You're right.
Oh, man. By the way, I love how Baylor was your example, Rod, for...
Well, they're a Christian university. I know. I apologize. They don't act like it a lot of the times, but they are. Still, they forget.
Yeah. Some other details in Senate Bill 1385, for those who are curious. That's the number of this bill. There are stipulations that athletes be paid fair market value for their services for name, image, and likeness. And athletes would be able to be paid from anything from promotional appearances to product endorsements to autograph sessions and training sessions as well. So you see a lot of lifetime Longhorns, right? A lot of former athletes host those training sessions, which are great. And they generally create a lot of buzz around the community. Well, now current athletes will be able to do that stuff as well.
This is going to be so hard to police, and it's going to be taken advantage of in so many different ways.
Texas student athletes can hire not agents, but lawyers to represent them.
Yes.
To help them walk them through the process.
Yeah, and like most of the other state bills that have been signed, Senate Bill 1385 would restrict colleges and universities in the state from directly providing compensation to student athletes for their NIL.
Okay.
So the universities can't provide it themselves, and also the universities have to require student athletes to disclose all of their NIL agreements. So that's their way to try to combat the under-the-table shady stuff that could be going
on. Uncle Sam, the fact that Uncle Sam wants his piece and wants his cut means he's going to move really fast to try to get some uniformity with name, image, and likeness nationally, and also local tax revenue from all of this cash coming into college football for name, image, and likeness. That also is another benefit to the local institutions.
Talking Bruce Elfiant. What's his name? Who's the county tax assessor?
Oh, yeah. I don't know his name.
Do my registration. Yeah.
They're taxing it all,
ago,
baby.
And
but that's what I'm saying. We say the same thing about legalizing.
Mr. Bruce?
Legalizing marijuana, right? Recreational. Legalize it. Just tax the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Right? Tax the hell out of gambling. All of that stuff. All the vices. Just tax the hell out of it and... You know, let the local government benefit from the revenue.
Yeah. You know they're going to spend it well.
Well, not necessarily. Yeah. No, at least they won't have any excuses that they're broke. That's why they can't fix anything.
Completely
the
joking.
Infrastructure's collapsing because we don't have any money. Well, you know what? Name, image, and likeness.
Here we go. We're giving you even more
money. Legalized marijuana, gambling, legalized sports gambling, all that stuff, man. That's tons of money right now that local governments need.
Absolutely. Fascinating conversation. But the state of Texas last night officially passed a name, image, and likeness bill that will start on July 1st. That's 2 weeks from Thursday. Rod B., what you got on your rant of the day today, sir?
Well, we'll continue. I think a lot of this new legislation and really this new era that we're about to embark on in college sports is going to be good for the state of Texas, and that includes the college football playoff discussion, the expansion there, and also name, image, and likeness. I'll explain that on the other side in Rod's rant of the day right here on the Triple Option with RBKD right here on 104.9, 101.9, and AM 1260.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Find out what happens when people stop being polite
and start getting real.
You ain't keeping it real.
My God, okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
No, oh, you've done it now. It's time for Rod's Rant of the Day.
Hold on to your butts.
All right, welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. There's a lot of change happening in college sports. Name, image, and likeness may be some of the most revolutionary landmark legislation that's ever affected the NCAA. I'm trying to think of something that's bigger. KD, you're the historian here.
I mean, honestly, nothing.
Has anything swept through college sports like name, image, and likeness is about to?
No, because they've been asking for it forever. In fact, anything could be going the other way when they went from
scholarship
100
rule,
scholarships
maybe
to 85.
There you go.
But
yeah,
that was going the other way. So
and by
nothing
way,
in my lifetime.
And that just affected, you know, one sport, the biggest revenue generator. This is,
good
we talk about it as, you know, as it relates to the revenue-generating sports, football, you know, men's basketball, baseball. But, man, it's going to be every sport.
Can I give you an
name? Talking about women's volleyball. You're talking about everything.
Cat Osterman
exactly
would have made some money here.
Would have made a ton of money.
A lot.
A lot of money. Exactly.
Pet stores alone.
Yeah. No. But pet stores. Just what? Because Austin's so pet-friendly, right?
And cat.
Oh, I thought you were talking about because of Austin, and Austin's a pet-friendly town. But
come
you're,
on.
No, I know. I didn't put the kid. I get it.
No.
No, we were putting, we got multiple
ding
angles. Multiple
ding
angles.
Ding.
Austin is the most pet-friendly city in the country.
Thank you, Rod.
Come on.
And right? she's a stud.
Yeah. Exactly. And named Kat. Did she actually like pet stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think.
You think?
Well, I know Kat a little bit. She's a really friendly, good person.
This is the whole point. This is why capitalism can be so amazingly creative, right? So, Austin, pet-friendliest city in the country, arguably. Yes, her name is her nickname, Kat. Everybody gets that. And she's well-known.
Kat Bell, too.
Great name recognition, Kat Bell, too. But then if she would have been on Twitter.
It's okay. Don't worry.
If she'd been on Twitter talking about how much she loves animals.
Right.
And, you know, showing love to, I don't know, like different animal shelters and stuff like that. Boom. Then we connect the circle. Let's go get this money.
Yep.
It's all it takes.
I'm naming my kid Dog.
No chance.
Dog.
Dog Done?
Dog Done?
Doggy
Ooh.
Done.
Dude, Dog Done, if he was a really good athlete, Dog Done would be a beast.
Dog Done would
Dog
be good.
Done.
Dog Done.
Okay. Dog Done.
How much
yeah
do I have to pay you, first of all, to have a kid? Second of all,
how
to
much
name
is this kid
going to
make?
Name your child Dog.
Because
you ain't doing either of those for free.
And
no,
then what world class athlete do you have to marry to ensure the kid's going to be really good at sports?
I'll put the work in. I'll put the reps in.
You can, I'm just saying, you got to marry.
Put the practice in.
You got to do like LeVar Ball, man. You got to go find you one. What did he say? LeVar Ball said, oh, I knew she was going to give me first round picks.
Yeah. Right. That's pure love.
I'm pure. Just saying.
And if you've ever seen them around each other, it looks like pure love.
Looks like it was, yeah, it was made in heaven. All right. Let's get to my rant here. But it's about names and likeness, and it's going to sweep through college sports. It's going to be a game changer. And I seem to think this. The way that my mind works, I'm thinking this could really help the colleges, the football programs in the state of Texas. State of Texas has more FBS college football programs than any other state. And the big-time programs in the state of Texas, I think this type of landmark legislation could really help. Because my theory is this, and I've been throwing this theory out there to you guys for a while. I believe that Texas is unique. The state of Texas is unique in our obsession with high school football, right? There's a damn movie about it, Friday Night Lights. Like, everybody knows Texas high school football is different, all right? It just is in terms of the money we invest. We put more money. We pay our coaches more than any other coaches in the country. We have the most expensive high school football stadiums in the country, all right? We put more money into football programs than any other state. That's just a realistic thing. And I think our fans care more, too. Now, with that phenomenon, I've said, I do believe that if they become economic engines in themselves, town to town, you probably can go track it. And you go look at you know, the way that recruiting works in this state, you know, recruiting is its own arm of the sports industrial complex, too. You know, that 4 to 5 years of you playing high school sports and then also being recruited. I mean, it's built in promotion and marketing. It's just free media. Increasing the odds that you're going to have more visibility, more name recognition, more popularity, helping student athletes' marketability. And that's what name, image, and likeness is about, marketability. How recognizable are you, and can you help me push this product?
Yep.
And to me, I don't know, maybe it just makes too much sense, and I don't know if it does. You're going to be more marketable. You're going to be marketable if you're really good no matter where you go. If you're really, really good, no matter where you go. But there's no question in my mind you'll be more marketable where you have built more credibility and public trust and familiarity, which is, in my opinion, in the state of Texas, there is almost a built-in formula, like I said, for these young people who are really good. I mean, we hear about these young kid high school football players that are like 16 and 15, yeah. We're hearing about them.
Well, kids are getting offers in middle school now.
Yeah, they're getting name recognition at like 15 mm-hmm. years old. You know what I mean? We're getting these names and getting this familiarity with these kids so young that if you go to another state, I'm sure you'll be great too. But there's no doubt that I think if you stay here close to home, the Sam Ellinger is probably the best example. And I'm glad that Axios and Open Doors did that study in 2020 where they actually projected Sam Ellinger's worth in a name, image, and likeness universe. It was a thought experiment. And they said Sam Ellinger will be worth $926,000 just off his social media presence alone.
$926,000,
almost $1 million, $3,296 per post on Instagram or Twitter.
Not even winning natties or playing for him or in the playoff.
Exactly. Texas is lacking that platform. The other platform is that, you're right, not even giving the championship competition platform.
What would VY have done?
Like Johnny Manziel, I know. No,
oh, Manziel would have destroyed
Manziel
it.
Manziel would have killed it. He was on Time Magazine, for Christ's sake. I mean, it had killed it. So I just think when you, in Texas specifically, just in Texas, because I know California and Florida got their own cultures too, and I'm not hating on their high school football coaches, but Texas high school football culture does a lot of promotion individual athletes. People have actually criticized the Texas high school football culture, saying it actually hurts athletes because they get overinflated, yeah. Overblown, get the big head as high school athletes because we turn them into superstars before they ever accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a high school football player, if you're really, really good, you feel like you're already in the NFL the way you're treated.
Right.
All right. So I just think that is could come into play. And if you pitch it the right way, man, you could be in a position where you could keep a lot of big time athletes if they are truly thinking about the marketability of it and name, image, and likeness, how much they can make. You can keep them closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
And that works actually for any big time college football program. If you got, you know, a young man who grew up in North Carolina or near Chapel Hill and Mac Brown can talk to him, he can make more money there than he probably would anywhere else in terms of name, image, and like, because it's about being recognizable, and it's about name recognition.
Which is why they're going to try and unify this as quickly as possible, because everything you just said, if not every state is in, you talk about an advantage. Or a disadvantage.
Huge advantage. Yeah. Remember the guy who introduced this legislation, the name, image, and likeness legislation in Texas, is Brandon Creighton, a Republican from Conroe. But the one who endorsed it was Republican Matt Krause. He's from Fort Worth. Hope I got his name right. If I didn't, I apologize. Didn't do that intentionally. But he said, I got a quote from him. And this is why he said that Texas had to act quickly and why July 1st is the start date for Texas name, image, and likeness legislation. He said, California and Florida started acting on it. And it became a competitive disadvantage from a recruiting standpoint. We need to have this in place or we'll see Texas athletes recruited to other states, end quote. He said it.
Hmm.
He said it straight up. Like, wow. No, we're worried about Texas athletes. And what? You know why? And he's not looking at them like the student athletes like this, but I am, right? And this is this little economy, this sports industrial complex. It's a commodities market. They're commodities, yep. And you don't want them leaving the state. Over 13% of the draftees in the NFL draft in the last 2 years played their high school football in Texas. Nearly 10% of all those selected in the NFL draft for the last 2 years played high school football in DFW, Metroplex, or in the greater Houston area. So, you know, you can just go there specifically. But, I mean, you start looking at it, Texas has a lot of recognizable talent that goes elsewhere. When friends at Axios and Open Doors, they did the most valuable potential highest earners coming out in the draft of draftable prospects. They had Sam Ellinger actually number 8 overall. But they had Jalen Waddle at number seven ahead of him. They had, you know, Trevor Lawrence was a number one on that list. They had Sam Ellinger in the top 10 of that list. And it got me thinking about just the recognizability, if you will, of the quarterback position. And who do we think is going to profit the most? I'm looking at it from a college football standpoint because it's the biggest revenue generator, and that's where a lot of the money will be concentrated in terms of a marketing standpoint. The quarterback position for any of these college football teams is going to benefit the most, right? They're the most recognizable, the faces of the teams, faces of the programs. Mm-hmm. What state produces quarterbacks at a higher clip than any other state?
Used to be Pennsylvania or California. Now it's Texas.
California's still in that conversation.
Are they okay?
Yeah,
still
there. Cali,
yeah. The hell happened to Pennsylvania? We went over that last.
I don't know what the hell happened to Pennsylvania. In 2021, California produced 14 of the Power 5 quarterbacks, including Notre Dame. So 66 programs. So they produced 14 of the Power 5 quarterbacks. Texas produced 8. But in 2020, so Texas was second in 2021 in terms of producing Power 5 quarterbacks. But Texas was first in 2020 with 11. They were first in 2019 with 10. They were first in 2018 with 10. They were first in 2017 with 13. You get it. All right. So in terms of producing, a state that's producing the most high profile of positions that are going to be the most marketable, Texas, you got to think of keeping those guys in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's to go to different universities, whether it be to A&M or whether it be to Baylor, TCU, I know we're talking about Texas football here, but if you're the state, thinking about the state and what's good for the state of Texas as it relates to name, image, and likeness, keeping those high-profile position guys in the state is going to be big. So I think if it's going to be pitched the right way, and we know Texas is doing it, BK broke it down with the leverage initiative and how Texas has been prepared for this, and CDC's doing a really good job too. But if you're A&M and, you know, you're TCU and Baylor and you pitch this the right way, it still can be a tremendous advantage for you in the state of Texas just because of the amount of talent here.
Yeah.
It's such a fertile recruiting ground, period. Yeah.
This can be fun to watch, man. And I'm just curious how quickly they level the playing field. Because, BK, you said it earlier, that's got to be done sooner rather than later. And I'm looking at this from a non-Texas standpoint. Because Texas standpoint, hey, keep it going the way it is right now.
Yeah, and I think Rod's point is dead on, right? I'll use Garrett Wilson as an example. Like, could that have helped the recruitment of Garrett Wilson? You know, a guy who played at Lake Travis here in Austin and a guy who was already very well known here in the state of Texas by the time he got to college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some guys are good enough. Like, he's going to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft, so it might not matter as much for him. But there are plenty of guys like that who play locally. And they're known here locally because of what they do in high school. And they'd have a chance to cash in right away. Like, the thing with Garrett Wilson is, well, he had to wait 2 or 3 years before people across the country or people in Columbus knew who he was. Well, people would know who he was because what he did at Lake Travis, right? Same with Sam Ellinger.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, Like, if you're that good here, people are going to know who you are.
Great point.
And we know here in Austin, everywhere, but especially here in Central Texas, we love our high school sports and we love to boast about our high school students and their accomplishments. That's just parents in general. So parents want to advertise and show off their kids, and they want to show off kids who play their high school sports locally. I think that's only going to help, too, when those guys actually get to college and can make money
That's a great point. And when you get say you have a tremendous football culture like a Lake Travis and Austin Westlake, and, you know, throw Bowie out there, too, because I think Bowie does a really good job. I know there are a lot of great football programs, so I'm not trying to disrespect anybody here in Central Texas. But that fan base automatically becomes part of your following when you go to a local college.
Right.
Like, you automatically add them. So when they're trying to come up with a metric, and I got to say, I think pretty soon you'll have Q scores for student athletes. You're going to have to. For those who don't know what Q scores are, every celebrity, every public persona, say even these, these influencers on social media, they have Q scores, which is basically a metric to determine your familiarity, how familiar people are with you, your public appeal, your likability, favorability, in your brand recognition, if you will. They're going to start keeping those for student athletes because that's what endorse opportunities, and that's what advertisers go to when they're trying to look
it's
up.
It's going to be your rate.
Yeah, to look up how valuable that endorsement may be. That's what they do in Hollywood, and that's what they do now on social media with these influencers. So now I'm assuming they're going to have to do that with student athletes since they are now a part of the equation of endorsement opportunities and marketability. It's just going to be fascinating how many different levels different layers, I should say, this is going to create.
Yeah.
A lot of layers of complexity.
Yeah.
And some of it's going
to some shadiness
conflict.
That they're going to have to figure out.
Yeah, no doubt.
It reminds me of me. I'm a man of many layers. There's a lot to me, gentlemen. Mm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You have an undershirt
not
on?
Not only good. I agree with that.
Nah, just one layer today.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, well done. Mm. Good stuff. Rod's rant of the day, talking about the impact the name, image, and likeness bill will have on college athletics. It's the triple option with RBKD. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun with audio. There was a pretty hilariously embarrassing moment on Good Morning America yesterday. An interviewer was speaking with Christian Pulisic, and, well, he absolutely blew it. We've got the audio next. You like this one, KD?
Man, I love it because it makes me think of one movie.
Yep. Some soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Is it Beverly Hills Cop?
That's it.
Yeah.
So classic movie.
It's
don't tell
movie.
Me it's not.
It's a great movie.
Okay,
no,
it's a great movie.
No, it is.
It's not overrated.
No.
It's properly movie. Rated by saying it's a classic.
No, it's good.
Haven't seen
it's
it.
Classic Eddie Murphy. Oh, man, you haven't seen.
You've never seen Beverly Hills Cop?
No.
Yeah. I'm not sure, and I'll say this, and I'm not saying it's overrated or
it
anything.
It does. Watched it recently.
I don't know if it stands the test of time.
It stands the test of time.
Okay.
And if he doesn't,
I haven't watched it in a while.
And if he doesn't think it will, or it does, then he won't be standing.
I don't know if it does. I haven't watched it
them
in probably.
Fighting words.
I haven't probably watched it in 15 years, man. I'm like,
oh, that a threat.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Radio. Hey, the triple option with RBKD. That's us. We'll be out at Total Men's in Killeen tomorrow for the grand opening of their newest location. We'll be broadcasting live from 3 to 7, so come out and say hi to us tomorrow afternoon up there in Killeen.
And this is the beginning of the movie. Remember, this is the intro. This is how it starts with that.
Right.
And he's in the back of the truck doing the cigarette sting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's flying all over the place.
Yep.
Woo! Right. What a movie.
What a movie. A classic, as KD says.
It is.
Well, guys, we've got some.
I need more from you on that, Rod.
No, it is. I said you're right. I just wonder if it stood the test of time because I don't know if it's. If I watched it today, would I still think it was great? I don't know. That's,
okay.
It's been a while.
All right.
It's been a while. But last time I watched it, I agree with everything you're saying. Classic.
Okay. Right.
Well, we've got some classic audio here.
We do.
Gentlemen. Part of our off-the-record intro every day consists of a piece of audio from a post-game college basketball interview in which Jim Spanarkle is interviewing old Seton Hall basketball coach Bobby Gonzalez after a win. You hear this every day around 4:45, but here's some context. And if you don't listen at 4:45, here's what it sounds like.
The emotion, the energy, the buzz in the building, just spectacular. They were our sixth man, and it really was a special, special win for them.
Well, congratulations. Continue good sex in the Big East.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay, Don, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Of course, the part that we play in our off-the-record intro every day is right here.
Congratulations. Continue good sex in the Big East.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And what do I love about that? No hesitation, the thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I mean, like he said, you know, good luck in the Big East this year.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Continued good success in the Big East.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
But instead, Jim Spanarkle, who still broadcasting and is pretty high up amongst national college basketball broadcasters, he told Coach Gonzalez there to have continued good sex in the Big East. So that was awesome.
Still is.
Gentlemen, we now have this.
It would have been funnier if it would have been Patino.
Yes.
Well, then people would have thought he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
He would have known something before the rest of us.
Talking about an Italian restaurant in a booth?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we've got this one now. Christian Pulisic of U.S. men's national team and Chelsea fame was on with T.J. Holmes.
So a soccer player.
Soccer player, okay. Yes. You know who that guy is, KD?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I don't follow any soccer outside of Austin FC now.
We're calling that dude Captain America now.
Okay.
He's like our best player.
Okay.
And he's doing things that no American soccer player has ever done before. That's the one guy you need to know.
Is he better than Freddie Adu?
Yes.
That's where I'm at with American soccer.
Is Freddie Adu still 14?
Is he still the next big thing? I think he's 30 now.
Oh, man. Well, Christian Pulisic was on with T.J. Holmes of Good Morning America yesterday, and the interview lasted just shy of 4 minutes. They talked about Pulisic's recent successes. He helped Chelsea win the Champions League title a couple of weeks ago, also helped the U.S. men's national team win the CONCACAF Nations League a couple of weeks ago. Did you watch any of that, the U.S.-Mexico game?
You know, I wanted to get to the CONCACAF, and I just couldn't make time. There was stuff going on.
It just sounds offensive the way you said it.
Yeah, it does sound like they need to shorten that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a lot of letters.
Yeah. It's a lot.
They don't have a nickname for it either.
It's a long abbreviation. No, that is the nickname. That's the abbreviation there.
That is it.
That is the shortening.
They need a shorter nickname.
Well, the interview was going pretty well until the very end. Here's like the last 17 seconds of T.J. Holmes speaking with Christian Pulisic.
Well, man, you told me you only get about 3 weeks off during the year, and this is in that three-week window right now. Enjoy your time off, but I'm really glad to see you. Been watching you for a while, been keeping up with you for a while, and you are just delivering. You really are. So congratulations on all the success. Kid from Hershey, Pennsylvania, man.
Both. Congratulations. If he's doing well, he's getting both.
I assume.
Success and sex.
Yeah. I assume he's been cashing in with the ladies, too.
That, too.
With all of his recent successes, if you missed it.
You really are. So congratulations on all the sex. On all the success. Kid from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
That's a family program. Good Morning America.
Hey, he
on
did
NBC.
A much better job of trying to get over it than Jim did.
He should have just acknowledged that he messed up, and he should have followed it up with both.
Yeah.
Congrats on both.
Both.
Because, right, he has enough time to just catch. We catch ourselves all the time. Like, why did I say that? I did not mean to, you know, I obviously flustered my words or whatever. He should have just caught himself and said, oh, you know what? Congrats on both. Because I know you're getting a lot of that, too.
You
that
think you could get
classic.
Away with that, though, on Good Morning America?
Probably not.
Like, if you're on our show, you can get away with
probably
it.
Yeah.
We're going to do that.
Strahan, maybe. Didn't Strahan on Good Morning America?
Yes.
Okay, maybe Strahan does, but yeah, that would have been. Because those people, part of that job is to fake like you don't even know that stuff exists. I'm not even sure how humans are born. I didn't realize that you have sex, and that's. Sounds pretty disgusting to
That's
me.
That's true.
That's like the play-by-play guys I'm talking about, which is why they think Midnight's funny. You have to put yourself into such a lame position to where you can't call yourself on it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, you're
which
right.
I think is stupid. The people I really like and admire are the ones that will call themselves out on it. It's like, well, you're relatable.
No, that's a good point.
We all mess up.
No, you're right.
We all think we have dirty thoughts.
You're a TV guy, you know.
Do babies not come from storks? I had that wrong.
They used to.
Back in the day.
You did. You did.
Cool. I did.
Jewish kids do.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Sweet.
What was the name of the guy interviewing? Again, not the person being interviewed. The actual
T.J. Holmes.
T.J. Holmes conducting. Okay.
You really are. So congratulations on all the sex. On all the success. Kid from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Which one's better, that or?
I don't. Hold on.
Continue good sex in the Big East.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Spinarkle, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Spinarkle.
So much better.
So much better.
Now, T.J. Holmes is a really polished brother on that show, right?
Yeah.
I think I've seen him before.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
He's really polished, and he is more of a news guy, so I'm sure that he's got his...
He's horrified by that.
He's horrified. He's thinking, you know what? I want to be doing ABC News.
Great point.
Like,
and they got me doing these puff sports pieces.
I can't have this on my resume.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that, too. He's probably horrified.
And if I still lived with roommates, like after a night out on the town where I made a play, I want them to have this audio when I walk back.
You really
home.
Are. So congratulations on all the sex.
I want that. I want congratulations on all the sex.
Congrats on all the sex.
Yep.
And you would actually
thank you,
give
Jimmy.
Yeah, you would give the Billy Gonzalez. Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, I'd give the full-on interview.
Appreciate it, Billy. Good call, Tanya.
Yeah, how'd it go last night? Well, it wasn't my best performance. But I thought I held my own. I thought I did solid. And all I can do now is work at it and hope I do better next time.
Wow. I hope they had a good laugh after the camera
turned
off.
Oh, I'm sure
off,
they
though.
Did.
Yeah, I hope you're getting a lot of sex, too, bro.
That's the funniest thing is TV people, when the cameras are off, you go, whoa, you're dirtier than...
That
like,
is very true.
Find a line.
Yeah.
You don't need to be this dirty off the air and that clean on the air.
I know, it's shocking.
Most of us humans are in the middle here somewhere.
It's shocking. That's why when they get caught like off of,
right.
When they thought the camera was off and they get caught saying something so disgusting and vile, people are like, I can't believe he said it. It's like, actually, he talks like that all the time.
Yeah.
You just don't see it.
I also love when people are shocked. People were shocked that Matt Lauer was doing that. Like, I'm not shocked at all.
Mm-mm. You shouldn't be shocked. Not anymore.
So there you go. Some fun with
audio. Billy Bush.
Right there.
Dude, Bill Cosby. We'll never be shocked again. We'll never be shocked.
You're right.
That's the winner right there.
Boy, that is the winner.
That's a drop the mic. We're going to break. It's the triple option with RBKD. We've got ourselves a future drop on the show. Thanks, TJ Holmes. appreciate that. When we return, back to Major League Baseball, the big story surrounding the MLB. The league is cracking down on foreign substance abusers. We'll talk about what that means for the future of baseball next.